Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Kaboom! If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, the extra crispy Fifth Hour with me, Big Ben, and Danny G Radio. A happy 18th day of May as we slide into the Saturday on a Saturday morning. It is National No Dirty Dishes Day today, which I support. That's a holiday I get behind. And I'm the head dishwasher in the Maller Mansion, and I've talked about this on this podcast in the past. I believe you cannot go to bed with a sink filled with dirty dishes. That is a taboo. You cannot do it. No dishes left behind that are dirty. All dishes must be washed. That's the way that it works.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a clean person, but I can say you have a little touch of OCD, same as my wifey. I mean, there's two cups in the sink. They're not going to kill anybody. And no home inspector is going to come over in the middle of the night to look at our sink and be like, yeah, that's 500 points that I'm going to have to deduct off your score.
Yeah. Now, the thing that does annoy me, though, Danny, is when I get the dishes done, and then somebody gets the late-night munchies, and then they put a dish in late at night. That bothers me. But
great part of getting a snack, though. You don't do a dish in the middle of the night when you have the munchies.
That's rude to do a dish, right? It's taboo. You shouldn't do a dish.
Oh, that now, dish can wait for the morning. Have someone else clean it for you.
In honor of National No Dirty Dishes Day, they sent a big board, not a list, because I don't do list podcasts, but they sent a big board of the top 10 foods Americans order to avoid dishes. There's literally a big board for everything. So the number one should be obvious, right? What do you think the number one food is to avoid having to do dishes?
Chinese.
No.
No? Because people eat out. Oh, okay. But I would think Chinese, too, because people eat right out of the cartons and throw the cartons into the fridge.
Yeah, they have egg rolls on here. Okay. It's a little lower down. Number two is French fries and then chicken wings, but chicken wings are pretty messy. They're covered in sauce, right?
Am I the only person who feels like a fat blob after I eat French fries?
Well, I don't eat much, so when I eat, I like to enjoy fries. I do like the fact. Do I feel bloated? Yeah, I feel bloated.
I feel bloated.
But yeah. I'm okay with that because I know I won't eat for a while, so I'm kind of okay being bloated. I'm like, okay.
I feel like 20 pounds heavier after eating a serving of fries.
Yeah. I didn't really notice this when I was really, really big back in the day. But you do instantaneously, like, you just gain a few pounds. You eat a big meal, you're gaining a couple of pounds. But the good thing is you can drop it, a lot of it, within a couple of days.
Yeah.
So that's...
Ice Cube, in one of his classic songs, he had a famous line where he says he had to go in to use the restroom, and he said, coming out feeling about 10 pounds lighter.
Now, today is also the Preakness, which is not as famous as the Kentucky Derby, but is a wonderful, wonderful freeloaders event. My friend Sports with Coleman during the week sent me some photos as he attends every media junket at Pimlico Racecourse there in Baltimore. All week, there's buzz and all that stuff, the smell of horse crap from the barn at the Preakness, and they have all kinds of crab dinners.
Ooh,
and
sweet
and
aroma.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Horse poop and crab.
And people wondering, will we get another Triple Crown? Remember, for years there was no Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
In like the last 10 years or so, we've seen a couple, two or three, I think.
The fix is in.
Yeah. But Mystic Dan. I've known guys named Dan. They were not Mystic, but like Dan Byer. There's nothing mystic about Dan Byer, right? We know Dan, but there's nothing mystic. But Dan right there.
One interesting thing about Dan, he's never seen any of the Rocky films, and he's never had Benihana or hibachi. CNR always joked that they're going to take him on his first date to get Benihana and watch the movie Rocky.
He's like kind of around our age. How is it?
He just
how do
doesn't
you
watch
miss Rocky.
He doesn't watch movies. He's not a movie guy at all. It's
well,
weird.
I don't watch movies anymore either. But back in those days,
he didn't even watch movies when we were really watching movies as
but
kids.
But back when movies mattered,
yeah.
Like, you had to see the movies. That was our entertainment. There was no social media. We lived in the Stone Age.
Yeah. Found out recently, too, he has never seen Shawshank Redemption.
What?
One of the best films of all time.
Oh, that's a classic.
I know.
Yeah, I've seen that several times.
All right. So there's something a little mystic about that dude.
Yeah, well, we'll get into it today. There's some other dopey holidays today. It's National Marvin Day. So if you know someone named Marvin, I have an uncle named Marvin. I haven't talked to him in a while. It's National
Great Cheese, Marvin Gaye.
National Cheese Soufflé Day or Soufflé Day.
That's like all fancy.
Right. Yeah. It's I Love Reese's Day, Reese's Cups. Who doesn't love those peanut butter cups? Those
What's up
great,
with parts right? of the country saying Reese's?
Yeah, people are odd in some places. You know, it's Reese's. That's it. Hershey's Company. Right? Yeah, holiday was created by the Hershey's Company 14 years ago. So there you go. Wonderful. They created their own holiday. I love that. Let's get to it. On this podcast, we've got A Pirate's Life for Me, the Maller Travelogue 2.0, the 12-pack edition. And we've got some other things that will work into the conversation. Also, we'll have yesterday we did the phrase of the week, so we'll do the marketing slogan of the week today. And I know, Danny, you've got some tales that you'd love to share as well. We'll get to it at some point here throughout this. But we'll begin with this. And I'll go back. I failed to mention this last week. Bad job by me. And this was one of the coolest, most unique things that I was blown away by when I was in the state of North Carolina. There's a lot of history there, some of it very dark history in the South. For example, I was in Charleston. They have one of the tourist destinations. They have, the Ellis Island for slaves or whatever. It's this port where they brought the slaves over and they kind of broke them up and sent them on their way from this location in Charleston. I think I'm describing it right. So that was, depressing thinking about what happened at that point. But there's a lot of Civil War history, but there's just all kinds of random history from the past. For example, we went out to have a nice walk and have a dinner, me and my in-laws. And we were walking along this river walk right next to the Cape Fear River in Wilmington, North Carolina. We had gelato We had a nice gelato right next to the Cape Fear River. And that is where Edward Teach made a name for himself in the 1700s. In the 1700s, he's working for Britain's North American colonies in the Carolinas. And he was a pirate. And when my brother-in-law told me about this, I said, "Oh, that that's bullshit." So he kind of told me the story, and I was like, "Wait a minute." And so he was more known for his, as Looney would say, his gangster name or his nickname.
Here's Tom Looney.
All right, so this guy had a very thin beard, or thin build, rather. He had a beard, kind of a fearsome appearance. And he became one of the most legendary pirates of all time. When I was a kid, I heard about this guy. They made movies featuring him. Edward Teach went by his nickname, Blackbeard.
I think he's the most famous pirate, right?
I can't think of any pirate more famous than Blackbeard, but 300 years ago, Blackbeard the pirate was brought to justice off the Carolina coast. I had no idea that he was, he died in what is now American soil, but I never put it together that he did that for Britain in the American colonies. And he had sailed across the high seas from New York to the Caribbean, all over the place. And they have all kinds of like shops and souvenirs with Blackbeard and the Cape Fear River, which I was told is the dirtiest waterway in the Carolinas. That's what I was told. Whoa.
Looked and, like San Antonio.
He resided in the town of Bath and spent a lot of his years. Obviously, he was robbing merchant ships. Although I did hear, actually I read this, that he was not seen as a pirate, as like a bad guy for the British government. He was seen as a wing of their military, that he was helping the British government gain gold and stuff.
The greatness of the raiders.
So it was interesting. So they had a bunch of stores and stuff, but I was wandering away. I ate gelato right next to the famous river where Blackbeard the pirate made a name for himself.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Now, as far as the Mallard Travelogue, we have the 12-pack Mallard Travelogue 2.0. And this is the part where I went from Wilmington to Charleston for the Mallard meet and greet. So we left the house. Now, we planned to go to Bucky's, but Bucky's was out of the way. and out of the way by like 100 miles total. Extra 100 miles.
Yeah, that's too far.
Not so fast. But anyway, it's not that bad, Danny, if you just go from point A to point B. That's not how the mallards roll.
As the crow flies?
Yeah.
Does one of those birds go...
So we started out, my wife's like, all right, there's this really good bakery in Wilmington that my mother-in-law, I don't know these titles, but mother-in-law, she liked it. And so we went there to get some pastries or whatever. So we were at the bakery, and it's a good, you know, it's a nice bakery. I mean, we have good bakeries here. It's a good bakery, good local bakery. And so we get a text that back in my father-in-law's house, the gator had shown up across the street. So we then had to hightail it back to the house because the week we were there, the alligator that lives in this little retention pond across the street from the house was not there. He was out crawling around in the forest. So this was like big. We had to see the alligator. How many times, you don't see alligators around here unless you go to a zoo. And I did go to a zoo, by the way, and I saw alligator at the zoo. But anyway, we went back to the house, and sure enough, there's the gator going for a swim. And so I asked him, I said, well, is it safe to walk around the retention pond? And he's like, yeah, yeah. He said, they won't bother you. He said, just don't run at them, or don't come too close to them, but they won't worry about you. They'll do your own thing. They'll do their own thing. And they did. They did their own thing. All right, so then we left there. We then had to go back on the road. We then went to my sister-in-law's house to see her baby, right? So we still haven't left Wilmington. And she lives on the other side of town. So we had to go over like a couple of bridges and whatever. So then, of course, we get back on the road. And where do you think we had to stop, Danny? Starbucks. Right there to Starbucks. had to stop at Starbucks. So
you got a refresher.
So then we drive a little bit. And then, wait a minute. Wife's like, we had to get some food. So we ate what I think was the first lunch. We stopped at Bojangles. That's stop number 5, by the way, at Bojangles. So then right across the street from Bojangles, we realized, wait a minute, there's a Piggly Wiggly. So I want to see the Piggly Wiggly. So then we went to the Piggly Wiggly. And I did a little video in the parking lot at the Piggly Wiggly. And you know, promoting the Mallard Meet and Greet. So there we were. I was at the Piggly Wiggly. Then we got back in the car, and we drove. So we've had 6 stops, and we're finally leaving the Wilmington area. Then, and I mentioned this on the overnight show, had one of the most surreal stops I've ever had, a place called South of the Border. Have you ever heard of South of the Border, Danny?
Never.
I never heard of it either. I was blown away. I was told, you got to go check this out. It's wild that it still exists. And that's not a lie. So South of the Border, how would I describe this? It is like being in a time capsule from a time far, far ago. It's like a roadside attraction. They used to have a lot of these. It is right on the state line from North Carolina to South Carolina on I-95, the main thoroughfare. I'm told it is halfway. That point is halfway between New York and Miami. On I-95. So there's a lot of people that will stop there because it's a halfway point or whatever. And it's, you got to look it up then. I could send you some photos, but it's nutso. It has every stereotype you could possibly want right out in front there. It was built, as I said, 1949.
I'm going to look it up.
South of the Border in South Carolina off I-95.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Originally, we stopped to go to the bathroom, and then it was like, wait a minute here.
There's like lots of old big like statues.
Yeah. I took some photos in front of the statues there. It's very, very bizarre. Let's see. There's some souvenirs here. I don't know which ones I want to send here. We'll skip over that one. Blah, 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 blah. All right. You should
is that get fireworks these. And ammo.
Yeah. And some of that. But this place was, I had never seen anything like it. I didn't know it existed. I thought, how bad could it be? How crazy could it be? But yeah. Right there. I just sent you a bunch of photos so you'll get a little taste there, Danny. Should take a second, but the magic of telecommunications and text messaging. And
oh, yeah.
Different things there. Right?
Good. Look at that. You're standing next to a racist statue. It's like Speedy Gonzalez. Arriba, arriba, andale, andale, yeehaw! Burrito Loco. Oh, nice. Yeah, nice gift shop. Yeah, there's the big chicken statue.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Couple chickens there. Yeah, so it opened originally in 1949. And check this out. What I sent you is actually the cleaned up version. Because it used to be more
racist.
More on the racist side, I guess, back in the day. But they made it more of a cartoonish type thing after.
Yeah, they had to take all the Confederate flags down.
Oh, you still see them. You still see them. Anyways, that was our stop at south of the border. Then we kept going, and shortly after that, about 45 minutes, I think it was, we got to Bucky's in Florence, South Carolina. Gas and dinner. Gas and dinner, or usually dinner and then gas, but we were at Bucky's. Awesome. Lived up to the hype. Recommended. Love my Buc-ee's. Love my Buc-ee's. Was everything I thought it would be, and then some. People were not lying when they talked about Buc-ee's. Biggest gas station I'd seen, and they had unbelievable food options. Endless amounts of food. I went with the brisket sandwich, which was just delicious. Just wonderful. And then we did something, Danny. That's, by the way, we're 8 stops in on the Mallard Travelogue 2.0 from Wilmington, North Carolina to Charleston, South Carolina. So went to Buc-ee's, got back in the car, and we audible, leaving Florence, South Carolina. We then drove all across South Carolina, and we stopped. We were monster hunting, Danny. Monster hunting. Stopped in a small town in the boondocks of South Carolina. Most towns are small in South Carolina. Have you heard of the Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp?
Negative.
Yeah, neither did I. But one of our close confidants said, hey, you got to check this out. There's like their version of Bigfoot. And so this goes back to the 1980s, way back in the late 1980s in Lee County, South Carolina. There's supposedly a creature walking around a swamp. The Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp. So we punched in the GPS where the swamp was. We'll go there. We'll check it out. And we did. We went there and we drove off this dirt road, just like you'd think in all those movies about the South. Dirt road. We went to the end of a dirt road. It had rained a little bit. Everything was all muddy, that thick southern mud all over the car. So we then park the car. Then the GPS says we have to walk about a mile to the swamp.
Yeah.
And
Did you take your machete with you?
Well, we all had like sandals on for the drive. So we made a last second decision to, I walked a little bit down the path to the swamp, but there were so many beer cans, like a bunch of like, I don't know, dudes were hanging out drinking beer all over there, probably thinking they're going to find the Lizard Man of the swamp. So we didn't actually end up getting all the way to the swamp, but we were out, we were close enough, but we were worried the car was going to get stuck in the mud, the rental car, and then we would be totally, totally screwed. So we did try to find the swamp monster, but we didn't. And then on the way out of there, driving through South Carolina, our 10th stop was unexpected. We were driving through Sumter, South Carolina, and right on the side of the road was a historical site. So we're like, oh, what could that be? And sure enough, that was a battle from the Civil War, right there on the side of the highway. Battle of Dingle's Hall. Now, I had never heard of that. That's not the most famous Civil War battle. But this was one of the final battles of the Civil War before it ended. And in fact, it had actually ended, according to the sign there, but communication was not good. They didn't have text messaging back in the 1800s. And so even though the South, General Lee had given up, the soldiers in Sumter did not get the message. So they were fighting still, even though the war had already been decided that the North beat the South.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But they had a memorial. They had some...
Dude, imagine losing your left leg in a fight that didn't even count anymore.
I know. And there were dudes that had died there, and they had their they were buried right there on the battlefield. Now, here's where it gets a little awkward, Danny. So we're out in the middle of nowhere, off the side of this country road, Battle of Dingle's Hall. I got to go to the bathroom. So I want to be respectful. I can't go to the bathroom on a Civil War battlefield, right? You know, that'd be rude, even though I don't think the people there will complain because they're not around anymore. But I had to go potty. So what I did is I made a technical decision. I walked out into the woods behind the battlefield, and I took care of business back there. But it was a pretty decent walk. I felt like it would be rude to do it right out. And we were the only ones there. There was no one, as far as I could see. And then on the way, we got back in. We were driving. That was the 10th stop. We did not stop in Darlington, but I am amazed. I'm not a big NASCAR guy, but we drove past Darlington, which is home of the Lady in Black, the Darlington Raceway. It is nuts. It reminded me of Lambeau Field. That's the comp I would give to Darlington Raceway, because I've been to Green Bay, and you go to Green Bay, there's nothing there, and then all of a sudden you have this monstrosity Lambeau Field. Well, Darlington, South Carolina, has about 6,000 people that live in it, and they have this 50,000-seat NASCAR stadium right there, right in the middle of town. So that was pretty nutso. And then we kept going. I had to stop at Target to go to the bathroom again. I guess I drank too much. I had to keep going to the bathroom. Then we had dinner at Zaxby's. I guess that's the second dinner we had. I think that was the second dinner at Zaxby's. And that led to a great debate, Danny, between me and a key member of the entourage. Zaxby's or Bojangles? Which is better, Zaxby's or Bojangles? Now, I'm Bojangles. But... I was debating Zaxby. We agreed Raising Cane's is better than both of them. And Bojangles is coming to L.A. next year, I believe. Zaxby's is fine, but Bojangles is better. There's more options, more side dishes at Bojangles. We were there a couple years ago for a wedding. I don't know how often I'm going to be in the South, although I guess more than I would anticipate, because my father-in-law bought a house there in Wilmington, so I would think I'll probably end up going back a fair amount of time, at least every few years, every 3 or 4 years, something like that.
You'll be a Bojangles Jangler Club member.
My right hand was getting a workout. Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We do have, though, Danny, I mentioned on yesterday's podcast we had the phrase of the week, but now we have the marketing slogan of the week. Are you ready for that?
Marketing slogan of the week.
All right, and the slogan of the week this week is finger licking good. Now, I love this phrase from Kentucky Fried Chicken, the advertising slogan.
So that, do pimps. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm finger licking good.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has used that in, it goes back to the 1950s. And it's rather obvious what it refers to, that their food is so delicious. And you have to lick your fingers to savor all the juices and the crumbs of the chicken left behind. It's so amazing. You have to enjoy it. It's just great. But I looked up the backstory. How did they come up with it? It must have been some slick marketing firm that came up with it, some Manhattan marketing firm that said, okay, this is a good slogan for a chicken restaurant, finger licking good. No. The slogan, finger licking good, happened by accident. It came about by accident during a commercial. A customer featured in a commercial for Kentucky Fried Chicken was eating the chicken in the background, and a viewer called in to complain about the customer licking his fingers. And the manager who was part of the ad, this guy named Ken Harborough, responded to the person complaining about back in the 1950s, if you're licking your fingers, that was a sexual act. And this guy, Ken, the manager of the chicken place, responded by saying, well, it's finger licking good. And that's that slogan from that point forward has been used by Kentucky Fried Chicken. So a guy named Ken, the manager there, telling the tale. And that's how that originated. It wasn't some slick marketing firm that came up with it. It was just some dude trying to calm down a disgruntled customer who was offended by someone licking their fingers after eating the chicken. So, anyway, that is the marketing slogan of the week, finger licking good. And anything else, Danny, that we forgot here? Anything that we did not get to that we should have gotten to? I'm trying to think here. What do we have?
Well, I'm glad I didn't have to drive on this trip. I'm going to be headed to the airport here in just a little bit on this Saturday. Thursday, when I got home from work, we could use this as a PSA. I don't know if these are necessary on podcasts, but on our network, we have to do a certain amount of PSA time. And I know you give those from time to time on your overnight show.
At one point, I was the king of the PSA.
Yes.
Yep. Mr. PSA.
Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Don't do a lost cat magnet.
This is called Slow Down or Have Nightmares Forever.
Okay.
So the first time this happened was a few months back when the wifey and I went on a little mini vacay. When we were in Waikiki, we jumped from one hotel to another one halfway through the trip. As we left the first hotel, we got the rental truck, threw all the luggage in, and thank goodness I did not speed off of the property. I took my foot off the brake, and I started to move this big truck slowly. Thank God, Ben, because out in front of the truck came a little kid, just a couple years old, who ran away from his mom and dad. And he made a beeline straight into the valet area and ran right in front of my moving truck.
Whoa, that was close.
I hit that brake so hard. Came within a few inches of hitting this kid. Had I been going fast or not paying attention? So now fast forward to just this past Thursday, I'm driving into the neighborhood that we live in. Again, out comes a little kid running right into the path of my car.
What is going on?
I slammed on my car's brake. Thank God I was going super slow, because once I get to the neighborhood, I slow down. I slow way down because I know there's some kids out there. How many times is this going to happen in 2024?
Well, and yeah, I mean, remember a few years back, the former Ravens tight end ended up accidentally hitting his daughter and killed her.
Oh, my God.
Backing, I think it was his driveway in Arizona. I remember talking about that story on the show, Todd Heap. And it was just,
that's how I remember that. I remember that
accident, and it just, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, it's, Crazy, crazy. Anyway, just drive a little safe, yeah. Slower. Drive a little, drive just, like you're in Carolina.
Yeah, have your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
We do have to check the back scratcher before we get out of here. Back scratcher. Will we get one review, two reviews, no reviews this week? We had one last week after not having one for 2 months. So, Danny, what do you think this week on back scratcher?
After everybody hearing you celebrate a little bit of a cartwheel last weekend, yeah. I'm going to say we got two.
All right, Danny, you're overly optimistic. We got one. Actually, one. We did get one.
I'll take one.
One a week keeps the boss away. Steve from Minnesota, he writes in, he says, excellent show, 5 stars, as one of the many listeners to both the podcast as well as the original recipe show. I felt compelled to write a review, not because Ben and Danny G are begging or anything. He says, I've been consuming the Fifth Hour pod from day one and thoroughly enjoy the different interviews and topics that come up every weekend. Please keep up the good work. That's from Steve in Minnesota. So thank you, Steve. And you can write a review and we'll scratch your back. You scratch our back. We'll scratch your back here every Saturday on the podcast. Fifth Hour Podcast, Apple Podcast page. It's in the description on this podcast. Very simple to do. And we do appreciate you helping us out. All right, we'll get out on that. Danny, safe travels back to Cali.
Yeah, yeah. And enjoy the horsies today.
Right, and we'll have the mailbag on Sunday.
Asta pasta.
Bye, Felicia.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.